history after 66 years for Gujarat at the same venue where they lost the final in 1950-51. And who else but Parthiv Patel to come up with a stellar knock when the situation demanded 143 finely crafted runs. He was a little lucky as well, but the determination was writ large on his face, and the manner in which he carried the side through was simply impeccable. It was a tense chase, but the way he got this young batting lineup through this effort was commendable, and it was an innings of character and determination from the Gujarat captain.
Absolutely, I think. So it's a finals day, and low venue score of 140, low when it was needed the most. There I've played few knocks like this, but I think this would definitely be right up there. There is no doubt about it.
The second session came alive. There was a lot of chatter, a lot of banter. Both sides trying to have a go at each other. Mumbai were giving it back to Gujarat, who they thought was slowing down the game yesterday through the course of the middle session. Gujarat didn't take things lying down. Manpreet Juneja, who just walked into bat, received a earful from Shreyas Iyer and Aditya Tare, and he was prepared to give it back to them. That was a statement of intent from a young side that wanted to say, we aren't going to take things down lightly. So that spelled intent from Gujarat's point of view, and that was how aggressive they were right through the course of the game.
So basically the momentum was with them, and Bombay really likes to, you know, get on your nerves, try to sledge and stuff like that, and to unsettle them you just got to make them stop by doing it yourself. So you know, you can deal with it in two ways: either you can give it back or you can do something that disturbs them a lot. So I think it was a plan that I had made to make them stop and, you know, make them do something else so that they're out of their comfort zone, and that really worked well for us.
Mumbai, well, it was a difficult game for them. Aditya Tare, before the start of the game, said that no season is successful if they don't go on to win the trophy. And in that sense, you would still say that they did extremely well with a lot of challenges they had. A number of youngsters came and went, Tushar Deshpande, Vijay Gohil. He was particularly happy with the way Prithvi Shaw came in. Before the match, he said he hadn't seen much of him, but in the three innings or four innings that he'd seen him bat, he suggested that there was a lot of promise, and probably Mumbai may have found an opener for the long term.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, I'm honestly surprised the way he batted. You know, I've never seen him, and I thought that he might struggle coming into Ranji Trophy, coming directly from under 19s. But he looked that he belongs. You know, he belongs here in the squad, and he looks a great player to me. Hopefully, he works on his game and gets better every season, and works on his fielding as well.
Mumbai last lost a Ranji Trophy final in the year 1990-91, and you know, it's been a successful run since then. In that sense, a lot of these boys don't know what it is to lose a Ranji Trophy final. Someone like Abhishek Nair, who's been a part of five title winning sides, is on the losing side for the first time. So that just tells you how dominant Mumbai have been in India's domestic circuit. But it's increasingly becoming a battle of West Zone. You had Karnataka winning the season twice. Last year there was a West Zone final with Saurashtra coming in, this time Gujarat. So Indian cricket's healthy, and it's really showing in the way how competitive this Ranji Trophy has been. This is Shashank Kishore from Indore's Holkar Stadium with video producer Tanvir Gogada.